You're listening to the Enjoy Today, Own Tomorrow podcast, where you will find engaging and truthful conversations. Join us as we turn our hurts into healing, no matter what we're facing. Our hope is that you are equipped with tried and true practical strategies that lead to healing so that we can enjoy today and own tomorrow. Here's your host, Lane Lawson Craft.
I'm so happy you joined and listen to our podcast today, because I know many of you know Ginger as the Chief Creative Officer of Joyce Meyer Ministries. You can find her on Joyce's Enjoying Everyday Life program, and she hosts Joyce Meyer's Talk It Out podcast. But you know what's amazing about her? She's also an Emmy Award-winning documentarian, a writer, storyteller, and she's a wife, mother, and Gigi. Listen, she has traveled the world and she has lived many adventures, and she wants to inspire and encourage us to discover our own big adventures that are tailor-made for us. Join in today as we talk with Ginger Stache, and we're talking all about her new book, Chasing Wonder. You will love it. You know, guys, I'm so excited for everyone today, because I don't know about y'all, but with COVID, it has been kind of boring and life has kind of gotten humdrum. Well, today, Ginger, hello. I'm so excited you're here with us.
I am so happy to be here. Hello. It's great to get to spend this time with you.
Yes. Listen, your book, Chasing Wonder. We are going to find ways to create wonder again, put adventure back in our life. Who can't use that? I mean, hasn't it been I guess it's almost like a famine for many of us, because we don't get to get out. We haven't been able to do the things that create creativity in our lives. And so exactly. I'm so glad you're here. So tell us a little bit about Chasing Wonder and the passion behind it.
Well, what you just said is a great way to describe the need for this. When I talk about chasing wonder, I want for myself and for you and for everyone who's a part of this with us to think about going after with your full heart, everything that God has for you, because there's so much wonder around us and so much goodness of God that He wants to shower on us. But like you said, whether it's the pandemic, whether it's a crazy schedule or heartbreak in our life, disappointment, there are all these different things that happen that strip the wonder and that adventure spirit and even hope of expecting the goodness of God. It kind of gets stripped away from us. So we do need to rekindle that and learn some tricks, some step-by-step practical things that we can do to rekindle that sense of wonder in our life.
Well, what I love about you, Ginger, in your book is that you take this sense of wonder, and there's no mistake, wonder comes from God. And as you increase your wonder, your adventure, you also increase your closeness to God. Is that not true?
That is absolute truth. And we have to be very careful not to be seeking after empty adventure. You can do a lot of things that will bring you some temporary happiness, but then you're going to go right back to craving that next thing that you need, that you think will fulfill your life, your heart. This is about allowing God to walk with you every step through that, to let Him be that thing, the only thing that will fill that void in your life. And as you do that, He always, without fail, opens the doors of your life to incredible things that you had no idea was coming. That's what I love about the wonder of God. He's so creative. He's so in tune to exactly who we are and what we need, that there's no other place to find exactly that pinpointed thing that is perfect for you, but in Him. So He is the source of all of it.
Well, you know, I went and defined wonder, and listen to this. I thought this was kind of interesting. It says a feeling of surprise mingled with admiration caused by something beautiful, unexpected,
unfamiliar, or inexplicable. Mm. Isn't that who we serve, Ginger?
Completely, completely. When I read that as well, the first thing I think of is that's who God is. And that's what he wants to bring to all of our lives. But our lives tend to almost automatically veer off on a different track if we don't cautiously and purposefully pull it back to that wonder of God, so that we're always praying to be aware, to keep our eyes open, to notice the things of him, to give him some margin in our life, some opportunity to surprise us, like you just said in that definition, to wow us and to love on us, because our lives can be so full of other things that those things maybe are something God desires to do, but they're not being noticed by us, or they're rolling off our back, or we're looking a different direction and missing it completely.
Well, that's one of the things that I value most about you, Ginger. This isn't just a book. This is your life. If you have a chance, listeners or viewers, her trailer is beautiful. You know, you've been adventuresome. You've expected wonder from God, whether you're serving out of the country or working with as a co-host or creative director with Joyce Meyer Ministries. I mean, you live this element of wonder. There's something powerful about just raising our expectations, Ginger. Mm-hmm. And in this book, you give us, this is really something you can apply. If maybe you're not a person that you're like, wonder, adventure, my life is boring, there's no way I can find it. Tell us a little bit how in the book you encourage us to be more wonder-like. How can we do that?
The really important thing to remember is that God knows our pace. He knows what we can handle. He knows our steps that he has ordained for us. And he's also a gentleman. So sometimes he'll ask us to do some things that are out of our comfort zone. He might push us a little, but he's never going to do something that is against his will for your life, or something that is not what he's already prepared and equipped you for. So that means so much when we are looking for our own special brand of what this means for us. My adventure, my wonder is not exactly the same as yours or Joyce Meyer or my mom or anybody else, all those people that we see on social media that we think, wow. We have to stop comparing ourselves to those other people's lives. Because first of all, what we see on social media is just a packaged, perfect vision of this, quite often, not always, but there's so much more to every life than we ever see from the outside. But God knows us inside and out. He knows exactly what we need to fulfill our heart, to fulfill our lives, to have a life of meaning. And he wants to help us walk in that. So some of it will be little adventures of fun and excitement and maybe a little bit of taking a risk. But when I say taking a risk, that is very different for different people. For instance, one person might do something that has a little bit more physical risk, but another person, God might call them, and this is much more likely, to do something where you're risking rejection, or where you're risking vulnerability, or where you're risking maybe a little bit of failure. These are things that we all need to do in our life, because we hold things back. We hold things back from the world, sometimes from our family, and often from God. And we think, I'm not ready, or I'm not equipped, or I'm not valuable enough. And when we can stop all of that comparison, all of those walls that we build up between us and God, he'll start doing some incredible things. And they're not only on a large scale basis, but they're on an everyday joy kind of basis too.
I love that. And you know, Ginger, it just hit me. Another wonderful thing that you emulate in your own life is when you're a servant, you have a servant's heart. And even in, I believe in your serving, you've probably seen some of the greatest wonders of God.
Absolutely. And you know, that's been one of those things that I have learned so much. God has taught me so many valuable lessons in that. first of all, the people that we connect with, the people that we form relationship with, and even if it's a one-time encounter, are the greatest adventures we'll ever have. Those relationships that God wants for us and what we can do for others, as well as what we receive from them, are amazing adventures. And that is really where we see the wonder of God. But I've also learned through some really difficult circumstances in serving that life is hard. There are people who suffer tremendously. There are people who are listening to us right now where in their life, they're going through really hard things and their hearts are broken and they're really hurt. And so there have been many times when I've been out serving, whether it's in a trash dump where children live and are forced to work, or a red light district where women are forced into horrific situations, or mothers who can't take care of their own children because they just don't have the food that they need. And I've had times where I've just said, God, where are you in this? How do I handle this? You know, this is so much. And not only do we have the answer of be me for them, serve them, be my hands and feet, show them my love and shower them in it, but I also got the answer of, I am right here. I see what they're going through and I am still working. And one of the things that I got very clearly in my spirit was in a situation of things that are difficult is to ask the question, God, where is the beauty here? And he'll often show it, whether it's an answer to prayer or a little tiny flower that God is growing in the midst of terrible filth and situation, or something big like a woman who's brought out of sex trafficking. God never turns his back on us. He is in the midst of every situation. And serving is one of those things that has brought me the greatest pleasures and joys of my life. I have seen the most wonder there. And like you were saying, it's different for everyone. God's not going to call us all to do the same thing, but he will show his wonder to us in that when we're obedient.
Well, you know, that's one of the powerful things too, Ginger. As you're speaking, there are a lot of brokenhearted right now. And sometimes I wonder myself if, no pun intended, if just the knowledge, just opening their eyes, you know, you were saying you saw a flower in maybe a dumpster field where children were, maybe just the actual realization that there is a wonder of God. I mean, I think that's just a nugget today, don't you?
I do. I completely, with my whole heart. And I have seen children in the most terrible situations who will run up with a huge smile on their face and raise their arms up because they're just so glad to have that love and attention that we're there to give them. That fills my heart like nothing else, to see that God is all over those kids. They're in terrible situations, but he's working in their life. He sent us to help them. And there's a joy there that we can't always understand. And it's the same for all of us. Sometimes in the midst of our hardships, that is where we learn the most about who God is. And that is where we grow closest to him. It's not an adventure that any of us would usually choose, but God says, I'll take it and I'll use it for your good.
Well, let's do this, Ginger. Let's kind of direct the listeners and viewers. How is the book laid out and what can they expect throughout the pages?
My goal through this book is to inspire people to develop an adventure mentality. And that's the first part of the book. And that means to wake up every day and give it to God and say, okay, open my eyes, open my heart, and show me something incredible today. Even if you're home doing laundry all day, that's okay. God is there and he'll show you something. So having that mentality that today and every moment brings with it an opportunity to learn something new, to see something amazing, to grow closer to God. And so encouraging people through the different steps, the end of each chapter has some encouraging, very, very practical things called a step-by-step section, where it's try these simple things. It's not all the big things. Start with these little things and give God the opportunity to show you what he wants to do. And when we begin step-by-step, he does so much more than meet us halfway. He pulls us right along with him, and it's outstanding. So from there, we move on to living a life of chasing wonder. So it's not just something we do now and then, but it becomes who we are and a lifestyle for us. And I love this part, because so much of this is about the joy that God wants us to have in our lives. And like you were saying, especially after coming out of this pandemic and all the things that have been stripped away from us, we need hope and joy to come alive in our lives. And I believe that we can have it so strongly that it rises up in our life and we have more than we need, and it splashes over on other people all around us. So that's kind of how the book is laid out. It's walking through that journey of awakening this process in our life and then having enough joy in the end that everybody around us knows about it.
That is so special. You know, as we're sitting here, Ginger, I just love the energy. You know, I just kind of keep getting a download of just childlike faith. Maybe someone today listening, maybe you have been burdened and you're kind of burnt out, maybe even. You know, if you could just, the Lord has been doing this to me, Ginger, in this season, making me go back to when I was 7 or 8 and some of the things I enjoyed. And one was finding those, I think they're called wish flowers, and you blow on them and they go everywhere. That's the wonder of God, if you really look at it. Mm-hmm. So maybe a nugget today for the viewers and listeners through this wonderful book is that maybe just open up a childlike faith again. What are your thoughts on that?
I think that's a beautiful place to start. And that will take us so far because, you know, the word tells us that we need to become like a child. We need to have that faith again. And it needs to be a step-by-step walk, because when we start to trust, we see God's faithfulness and it teaches us to have more faith. It grows our faith. But God says if we have the tiniest little faith like a mustard seed, that's the place to begin. So if you can grab that and then begin growing that childlike sense of wonder of the beauty around you, all those things that as an adult you don't have time for, all those things that you used to enjoy that you kind of forgotten about, it's reawakening that stuff. I have a 2-year-old granddaughter, and she is such a joy, and she's so much fun, and I love watching her put on a pair of rubber boots and jumping in a mud puddle and doing that again with her. You know, I need that. And I think all of us need that. We can't be too mature and too old to enjoy this life that God has for us. And that's why I love the name of your podcast, because it really is exactly what we need to do. We need to enjoy where we are today and get ready for a tomorrow that's really powerful and is what God wants for us. And this all goes into that.
Well, I love, aren't you Gigi? They call you Gigi, yes. Right? So isn't it neat to see life through that lens? That's exactly what I'm trying to capture today. I think with what we've all been through, maybe just opening our eyes more as a child and jumping in a puddle. And really what you say too, Ginger, it's just getting in the beauty and the natural outside. You know, you can't look at a tree or watch the birds or any of that. Those are wonders and the marvels of God. And I think that brings us back to that expectation of wonder, don't you? The nature.
Does. Yeah, that's really important to me. I've always connected with God on a deeper level, maybe being outside. Of course, God is everywhere. And there have been times in my life where I couldn't do those things. And at that point, I wondered, you know, how's this going to work? Who am I now if I can't be doing all those outside things? And God's still like, I'm right here. You know, I'm right here loving you and helping you. But yes, there's so much beauty and majesty and creativity in what he's given us in the world. So my husband and I love hiking and getting outside and going to our national parks and seeing the incredible things that are all around us. And I think there's a wonderful connection there to who God is.
And you know, that's another example, Ginger, in your own life. You don't have to go far.
Right.
You know, it's just amazing what's really out there if we open up our eyes and just look around. Well, Ginger, I want to ask you before we close today. I know so many of my friends have read your book, and just, I mean, I cannot tell you how much. It's just a new lens, and it's a great way to not only create wonder in your life, but to grow closer to God. I think that is so powerful. What have you heard, or what do you hope? If you could say, okay, when you get this book, Chasing Wonder, this is what I pray and hope you will find.
This is what I've been praying through this entire long process of pulling this all together. I've had so many people who know what I've done throughout my life and with Joyce Meyer Ministries who said this sentence, I wish I could. Mm-hmm. I wish I could do some of these things that you've done, or I wish I could serve other people. And my goal for this book is that you can see the answer to that. And it's, you absolutely can. God has specific things specifically for you. And it won't be what I did. It won't be what anybody else did, but it will be full of joy and wonder and peace and a life that matters, a life of significance and purpose that makes a difference in other people's lives. So through reading some of the stories and the things that I've learned through my mistakes and my adventures, my prayer is that everyone will have a little bit of a spark ignited in them to believe and trust that God has that for them as well, and then can begin taking some of those small steps closer and closer to Him. And then I can't wait to hear all the stories that come out of it in people's lives of, you can't believe what God did. You won't believe what I saw. Those are the stories I can't wait to hear.
Well, I know you're going to get them, Ginger, really. I mean, I cannot tell you the accolades I've heard. I'm going to get my copy. I got caught in between. And so I'm going to get that copy and I'm going to read it cover to cover. But I want to ask one last thing. Looking through your life, and now, you know, you've been an Emmy award winning writer. You're a wife, you're a mom, you're Gigi. You know, in your life, do you believe you cultivated wonder, or do you believe it was just step by step, like the book gives us application for?
I think there's a little bit of both. I think God has already laid so much of His glory all around us. He does want to shower us with His love and with His goodness. So there are so many things there just waiting as we draw closer to Him for us to see and to take in and to enjoy. But God takes us the next step where He says, okay, now I want you to be a catalyst for that wonder in other people's lives so that it can come through us for the purpose of glorifying Him and showing someone else His wonder. So all of us not only have a lot to get from Him and to gain and enjoy, but also to push right out into someone else's life to be a little bit of a fire hose to shoot that out to other people. Those are some really exciting times. So that's what I think. It's a two-step process.
That is so powerful. And you know what? It's like when you were saying that, it just pours out of you. When you start living this lifestyle you're talking about, it just pours out as Gigi, as a wife, as a mom. And, you know, it's contagious, isn't it, Ginger?
It is. And you're right. It's in every aspect of who God calls you to be. So whatever you are, a teacher, a wife, a business person, no matter who you are, God has that planned and that seed in your heart. And we just have to water it.
Wow. We can be carriers of wonder, can't we, Ginger?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Which also ushers God into all of those situations.
Yeah. And it's what we all want. It's our deepest desire to grow closer to Him, to know Him more. And He wants us to enjoy this life that we have and to help other people draw closer to Him as well.
Well, this has been so wonderful, Ginger. I know you stay busy, but I couldn't wait to share this book because I think it is a divine time for us to just have wonder, not only in our lives, but let it pour out to everyone that we are in contact with at work, like you say, and family and friends. I think it's essential in this season, don't you?
I think you're exactly right. And I had no idea as I started this writing process, and then the pandemic came and I learned so much more through that. But I had no idea the timing that God would have through all this, that now is a time that we are ready. We've learned a lot. We've been kind of put on hold and hopefully drawn closer to Him maybe along the way. And so we're ready for some of these adventures. And if you haven't drawn closer to Him along the way, now's the time to do that too. So this is the perfect time for everybody to open our eyes to the wonderful things that God has for us.
Well, Chasing Wonder is the book. Ginger, what's the best way to maybe have a reader, say, Ginger, this touched me. Is it at your website or where would you like for them to?
Yeah, my website is Ginger L. Stachy. It's STACHE.com. And you can get the book there. There's a blog where we can connect. You can subscribe and get more information back and forth. And I love hearing from people. So that's really exciting. And on social media, of course, Instagram or Facebook, it's at Ginger L. Stachy. I would love to hear from everyone.
Yes. Tell her your stories because I know you're going to have them. And please review the book because we want other people to know that Chasing Wonder, it is here for this season. Ginger, thank you again for your valuable time. And I really appreciate all that you do for so many and for the kingdom of God.
Oh, thank you. And it really has been so much fun being here with you. I appreciate it so much. It's great to connect with you.
Yes.
Whoa, what a great podcast for us today. You know, I think some of us, we get caught up in the humdrum, the routine and monotony. Maybe some of us get caught up in fear, and we don't believe that life can be full of awe and wonder. Man, Ginger showed us there is absolutely wonder in the everyday and a big life for us. So I hope you will go buy her book today, Chasing Wonder. I know you will love it. What a great day we had. Don't forget to visit lanelawsoncraft.com. Get your Enjoy Today, Own Tomorrow journal. It's the companion book to the best-selling, award-winning Enjoy Today, Own Tomorrow book. The journal literally walks you through, holding your hand as I guide you from hurts to your personal healing. I love y'all so much. See you next week. I would love to hear your thoughts from today. I am so thrilled we have connected. Would you take an Insta screenshot and share it on your story? Then tag me, please. Share with me what touched your heart today. You are the reason I do this, so that we together can build friendships where we turn our hurts to healings together, so that we can enjoy today and own tomorrow. Let me know what you'd like to hear too, and share this with all of your friends.
To learn more about the Enjoy Today, Own Tomorrow podcast, or to be a part of Lane's growing community, visit her website, lanelawsoncraft.com. You will find a genuine, honest, and refreshing group that encourages one another that healing is possible, hope is available, and the power we need is right here within us. Thanks for joining in, and we hope you enjoy today and own tomorrow.